guys, welcome back to Toby Talk, episode 4 with Dom.
And Emma.
And today we have a very special guest, like we said last week. Ooh. Our founder, Terry Corwin, is back in the office with us.
Awesome. All right, so let's get started.
Okay, guys, we're here with our Lion's Heart founder, Terry Corwin.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back out of retirement to our podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Thought you forgot about me.
Oh, no. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
I know you forget about my dog, Baxter, but I brought him today. So he's in the audience. So
Hey, Baxter.
He's watching.
Baxter's here with us.
Yeah, he's here.
You can't see him, but he's our captive audience for the day.
Yeah, he's the audience.
All right, Terry, well, let's get started then. Yeah. So tell us, why did you found Lion's Heart and why should teens be involved in their community?
I started it 14 years ago when my boys that are now out of college were in middle school. And I wanted them to start volunteering in the community and understand that there was a bigger world than the nice neighborhood we lived in. And the only way to do that is to go out and see what was going on and help other people. So there was really nothing else like it. There's Boy Scouts, of course, which is very different and has a whole different theme and a lot more going on than just volunteering. And I didn't see anything for boys. Girls had National Charity League and assist teens. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, I'm kind of an organizer, so I'll organize something. And invited a bunch of Spencer, my oldest is Spencer, had a bunch of his friends, invited him over to the house. And I thought, God, if I could just get 20 boys. I got 20 boys.
Nice.
I actually got 20 boys.
Wow.
And then they had input on like the t-shirts and things like that. And after it was all said and done, after 6 years, 11 of them went all the way through. Yeah. So that was the start. And then a couple years later, girls wanted to join. And okay, great. We'll have girl groups too. So that's why I did it. Why do I think kids should get involved in their community? Probably two things, empowerment and empathy.
Okay.
I think this applies to everybody, but really with teenagers, they don't have a lot of power in their world. A lot of things are out of their control.
Mm-hmm.
But when they give back, that's powerful. That's in their control, and they're actually making a difference in a big way. And then I think they can learn empathy. They can develop empathy by, like I did with my boys, seeing where the need is and then making a difference. So I think it's powerful for them.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, like even the smallest action can make the biggest difference. So even just starting with those 20 boys, it's now developed into this huge thing with all these kids are now getting involved and making a difference. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, for them. And then for you, what does volunteering do for you also? Do you have any inspirational moments? Lion's Heart or just being out and volunteering?
I've been volunteering for probably 25 years. I started kind of at the top. I started when my son was in first grade, and I became the PTA president.
Right off the bat.
I was like, wow, I'm just going to go to the top there.
Organizer.
Both feet first. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was getting into. But so for me, it's been a chance to, make a difference, certainly, but to meet really great people. I mean, I think the people that give back and the people that volunteer are really the good ones, the good people that care about the community. They're the givers. And so I've met almost all my friends. The friends that I still have 22 years later, my really good girlfriends, I met in PTA.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So
all very genuine people then.
Yeah,
no. I think, and as I retire and we're going to get a second house in Wyoming, the first thing I'm going to do is, and I've already done, is reach out to the Community Foundation and get involved. So I can meet the good people there, too. Yeah.
It's like, my back's
spearhead the
movement. I'm ready.
Exactly.
Just jump right into there, too.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So were there some things that you learned about yourself while you became a founder of an organization?
Starting a nonprofit.
Oh, my God. What's that saying? You don't have to see the top of the staircase to take the first step or something like that.
Yeah.
I had no idea where the journey was going to take. I had no idea that it was going to be beyond our little community. Mm-hmm. Didn't know. I mean, so you just have to roll with it, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of flex and roll as it changes and the people want different things out of it, even mm-hmm. though we stayed to our core values of keeping it simple, no fundraising, you know, and making sure that the rules were adhered to along the way mm-hmm. and had boundaries. Yeah, what was the question again?
just some things that you learned about yourself.
Oh, okay.
Like even like personal transformation from 14 years ago to now.
Yeah, that I could do it. I really thought, even when I started volunteering, my father-in-law, who was really involved in the community, said, you know, you're not going to be able to please everybody, you know? And I go, oh, no, I think I can. And I think I really can. But no, it turns out, no, you can't. You cannot please everybody.
But you give it your best shot.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've learned that I could do it. Really, and persevere and become stronger, I guess, as a person.
Yeah. So
had to be.
Like strength through experience.
Yeah. And
especially leading in a nonprofit organization like this one.
Yeah.
And going into what it is today, it's crazy.
What it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Too.
Is
going into the future.
Exciting, yes.
What was it like expanding from a local Orange County organization to a nationwide
Even the first experience of somebody outside our little community, it was Huntington Beach, actually, which is maybe 20 miles away, 25 mm-hmm. miles away.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, we need to develop a chapter situation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and so just that creativity and working with other people like Kara Curtis and Debbie Powell. Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out. To go back and forth with those ideas. How do we do that?
Yeah.
It was also just so exciting because it hadn't been done before.
Yeah.
There was nothing to follow. Oh, well, this organization does it this way.
Yeah.
And so we just did how we thought best.
So it kind of just started happening. People came to you and said, we want to get involved. And you're like, okay, well, we need to create a way for that to happen. Yeah.
So it ended up being a lot more than I envisioned, but for the better. And then when people moved away, mm-hmm. they would move out of state. Oh, we want to continue. Or my sister's involved in it and I live here. So it was exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
Very exciting.
To see all the light bulbs going off on the map kind of a situation.
Yeah, always love that. Always love to hear new chapters.
What was the first chapter outside of California?
Richfield, Connecticut. Which is actually, I think, our third largest of all of them.
Oh, wow.
I think that they're very big.
Yeah, they're pretty big over there.
Sweet.
Yep.
So I guess, would you say you have an entrepreneurial spirit?
I definitely do. I definitely do. And it started before volunteering when I was a new mom. I had a little sisal rug business. Like, I don't know if you know what sisal is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hemp kind of these rugs, and you could paint on them.
Oh.
And so I would, in my spare time as a mom, do these, you know, create these rugs and then sell them or do custom rugs for designers.
Oh.
Lived up in LA. So, yeah, I've always done entrepreneurial things, and I had some other ideas, and yeah, so I've always wanted to do my own thing because I'm an organizer.
Yeah.
That was Baxter.
So, do you have any advice out there for any of our young entrepreneurs who might be thinking they want to start a business someday?
Or a nonprofit.
Or a nonprofit?
My advice for people that want to start a nonprofit is that likely there's another nonprofit out there doing exactly what you want to do, join them. Because it takes a lot of effort and money and time just administratively.
Mm-hmm.
So don't waste your time doing those things if it's already being done someplace else. Lionheart just wasn't done. And there was nothing that I could just join or have the boys join. So
from the ground up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would definitely, there's like 10,000 nonprofits just in Orange County.
Right.
So for sure, find a nonprofit, you know, that is already existing. And then for entrepreneurs that want to start their own business, go for it. Definitely. Yeah. That's
so
what I would
say. Just kind of have the idea and just go.
Exactly.
Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do your research and yeah, go for it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Since you retired, I know you mentioned you're moving to Wyoming.
Part-time.
Part-time.
Yes.
Part-time. Yes,
yeah,
part-time.
Yeah. I'll still be in here every once in a while, bugging you guys.
Well, what else is next for you?
I'm into CrossFit now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah,
fitness.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So my husband is a CrossFit athlete. He's been to the World Games 2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
So he's into it. My boys are into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I'll get off my butt and start working out.
Yeah.
And so that's been really fun and really challenging. Lifting weights and things like that.
What's been the most challenging thing so far with the CrossFit?
The most challenging thing is being the oldest woman.
Oh, really?
And coming in last. every single workout because it's done as a group, but it doesn't matter because everyone's really supportive. So I like that. I like that, the camaraderie and the support. When you go to 24 Hour Fitness, no one's going, come on, Jerry, you can do it. Let's go. No one's doing that. So I like that. I need that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then you can get better. That's and you write down your goals and the weights, and I like it.
How long have you been doing it? So far,
4 months.
4 months.
5 days a week.
Okay. Oh wow. 5 days.
Showing my muscles.
Oh yeah.
Got the guns out. Got the guns out.
You're prepared for those. This is California. It's not an open carry state.
Yeah. No. It's been fun. Yeah. Chomp.
That's awesome. Yeah. Anything else coming up for you? I know. I think you mentioned
traveling.
Okay.
I was in Spain for a month.
Oh yeah.
With That's my right. husband. Yeah. And so traveling, and then getting the house ready in Wyoming, and then we'll go back and forth because my husband still works. And so yeah, just going back and forth, and then pop in here every once in a while. And see what's new, see what's exciting. New.
That's right. Yeah, so I guess that about wraps it up. But do you have any lasting advice for our listeners? Any volunteers looking to
or
get
words,
involved?
Anything for anyone?
Get your friends involved. It's more fun when you volunteer with friends, and you never know what impact you're going to have or the people that you're going to meet that you're helping. Yeah. And so it's very worthwhile and very satisfying, and I highly recommend it.
All right.
So great. Do I. So do we.
Yeah. We're all working hard to make it good for you guys.
all right.
Well, I think we can wrap it up there.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Terry, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, Terry, for that awesome interview.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry.
We always want to remind you guys also to share your stories with us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can share your volunteer stories by visiting our website at lionsheartservice.org. Feel free to also connect with us on social media, especially on Instagram at lionsheartservice.
And check out our tip of the week.
Oh, yes. If you guys need any help, tips and tricks, things you want to learn about how to volunteer and make connections in your community, follow us on Instagram. We've got plenty of fun stuff for you to help you in your volunteer journey.
And our tip of the week for this week is try something new. Try things outside of your comfort zone that can help you develop new skills. Plus, you might find that you enjoy something you didn't know about before.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's our tip of the week for this week.
Sounds great.
Awesome. And then we are going to have an interview coming up next week with an Lions Heart alumni.
Oh, that's right. We have an alum coming in who's going to share with us how Lions Heart has impacted her college experience, getting into college, and some tips and tricks for incoming seniors who are getting ready to plan to apply for college.
Yes. And we also like to hear from any other alumni as well.
Yeah, definitely. All you alum out there who have some great volunteer tips and stories, maybe how volunteering has impacted your leadership journey, things like that, feel free to connect with us again on social media at Lions Heart Service. You can also go to our website at lionsheartservice.org, and we'd love to hear from you as well. And our nonprofit partners, do you have a mission that you're working towards that you need support with? Feel free to give us a call, and we'd be happy to feature you on our podcast.
Yes, always good with the shout-outs.
Yeah.
All right, we can wrap it up, I think.
That sounds good. All right, have a great weekend, and don't forget to always think of others before yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
So your jeans are ripped, their souls needing to be mended. It's not hard to help the less fortunate, even though you're still a kid. In fields of gray, plant change and let it grow. It will take time, yeah, the going's kinda slow. In the end, the world will benefit from you and others like you, helping out, seeing kindness through. And straighten your spine with your lion's heart. You can change people's minds.